Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming on a cold day, winter, crummy outside day. And I know everyone's busy, so thank you for coming and hearing me sing So what this is, and some of you all know this already, this is the culmination of 18 months of learning. Before I moved to New York, I hadn't really sung, so I didn't know anything, and I certainly didn't know anything about classical music or opera. So the first two works, we actually switched them in the program. So the first what you heard is Una Fottiva Lagrima. It's from the Italian opera Les Yeux d'Amour. Very typical classical work. The second piece was Caro Mio Ben, which in the classical world is the twinkle twinkle little star of opera. So that was actually the first song that I learned, hopefully I know it better now than I did a long time ago. So next up is the songs of travel. So this is something that I've really worked hard on almost a year now. I suppose we've been working on the nine songs. It's a song cycle. The lyrics were originally written by a guy named Robert Louis Stevenson, which most of you read a book of his in grade school called Treasure Island. Several years later, a Welsh composer named Raphael Williams put several of them to some music and to make a song cycle, which is it's certainly not an opera, but it's a cycle. So it tells a story, and the idea is it's telling a story of a resolute loner who was wandering the countryside of 19th century England. And the guy's sleeping under the stars. He's wooing women. He's basically living the life of a free man with really nothing to tie him down. In the end, he comes to grips with the choices that he's made in his life. It's a song cycle, so it's similar to a symphony all works together. It's one big piece with several different pieces. If you listen closely to the later songs, you'll hear pieces of the earlier songs to kind of draw it all together. And then the final song is a summary of the entire piece. With that, thank you again for coming. And it's because it's a cycle, just hold your applause to the end. Very good.
Soon or late, let what will be o'er me. Give This shall be for music when no
Much. We're going to have a brief intermission, like 5-10 minutes, something like that, so don't go very far.
He definitely has another job. but this is one of his big hobbies right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I was like so impressed. Like you have some, like, you know, some other
mm-hmm.
talents that, you know, outside of what you, you know,
yeah,
do, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that was so cool.
And I don't get to hear him that much because he does most of his singing not in the apartment. So this is really the first time I've heard him since the concert this spring. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. He seems very quietly in our apartment, so
come in early, like 1.5 hours to try for the morning, but it's okay, the chin is fine, and I can see the chin and then I can get some.
Yeah, that's good. So where do you work then?
I work in Trinity Law Institute. There's my co-worker working for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's a church.
Oh, you work for the church?
Yeah.